Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Road Trip Nation's approach to the old question, what are you going to do with your life, gets people thinking deeply about how they can thrive in the workplace. Prompts for write-ins and engaging graphs make the process engaging and the discoveries personally impactful. 130 leaders in media, medicine, art, and business share nuggets of wisdom and lessons they have learned while plotting out their own roadmap. The name of the book is Roadmap, the Get-It-Together Guide for Figuring Out What to Do with Your Life. It's by Road Trip Nation, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Nathan Gephard to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Stoked to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. How did Road Trip Nation start?
It started from a very innocent and, I guess, personal statement, which was asking ourselves that question, what are we going to do with our lives? Myself and two other founders really kind of found ourselves living this life that was not our own. And so to kind of answer that question, we decided to take a three-month cross-country road trip and interview anybody that we could find, from the director of Saturday Night Live to Michael Dell to the guys that put the designs on Burton Snowboards, and ask them, how did they build a livelihood around their interests? How did they take a career and make it like a meaningful work life instead of just building a resume?
When you think about that, what do you want to do with your life? So assuming that our life changes, that what we want to do when we're 20 is different than perhaps what we want to do when we're 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that was a really interesting piece that we both observed. And, you know, now it's been 15 years of interviewing people, and we're just about to finish our 13th season on public television. And I think the interesting thing is, like, when you're young, you have this idea that, like, somebody like Michael Dell is just, he knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he went in this straight line, and it was just this linear path. And we as individuals, I think we fill in the blanks. We fill in the blanks that are actually not there, that they had these dramatic failures. You know, the founder of JetBlue was fired when he was a vice president at Southwest Airlines. All these different kind of circuitous ways in which we define our lives. And so when we looked at putting the book together, we really didn't want to put together like this prescriptive, like, five steps to figuring out your passion. We really wanted to kind of emulate the truth and the reality of our lives. And that's kind of what we've done with this idea of this framework called Let Go, Define, Become. It's kind of this circular approach to living, and to use a software term, I think it's this approach of kind of always living in beta. We're always redefining what matters to ourselves, and then thinking about how we actualize that, and then changing, evolving, and doing it again.
When you think of the series and what you've accomplished over the 12, 13 years you've been on the air, what is it about going around and talking to people and really getting a world view as to what's going on there that is so helpful in kind of wrapping our heads around this?
I mean, I think it starts first and foremost with this idea that, like, we're going to be okay. You know, I think
like that's hard for us often to accept. It's going to be okay.
It is, right? Because I think, like, especially for myself coming out of college, the realization that this thing, you know, I had pursued this route of becoming a consultant, and all of a sudden, and this sounds really silly and trite, but, like, I realized that consultants wear suits. And I am not a suit and tie guy. It's just a silly little detail, but it's very core to just the person that I am. And I really did freak out. And I think so many of my peers had that same, or have that same moment where they just realize, oh my gosh, like, how am I ever going to get through this? And we've just seen so many people, you know, after 1,000 plus interviews, you hear so many people who have just totally failed and then picked themselves up and gotten to a place where they were comfortable with the ambiguity. And I think seeing these wildly successful people tell you that they're still nervous or they're still trying to figure it out, I think just gives everyone that comes in contact with Road Trip Nation this sense of assurance that both they're not the only one and it is possible to figure it out.
You have an interesting thing in here, too, about, I mean, not only is it young people who are coming out of college or coming out of school and saying, okay, this is my plan, this is what I'd like to do, now whether I can do it is another story, and also maybe Right. The basic question, what do I want to do with my life? But you also tackle the parents and the educators and the advisors and how they're dealing with the other side of it, because the young people are going to them and saying, what should I do with my life?
Right.
And having them have the answers of being the wise sage and saying, well, maybe you should look at this.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really interesting situation, because I think the people that are doing it right are the ones that really care about the individual. And when you care about the individual, it's about finding a life that matters to them less than finding an occupation that satisfies the obligations of the school or makes the parents look good. And I think that that's a very different approach. You know, we really looked at kind of two things. I think across the board, we saw that people that were really, truly happy and successful decided to define success on their own terms. They didn't prescribe to this idea that there's a universal definition of success that we should all agree to. They really kind of said, this is who I am, and these are the things that mattered, and then they kind of went out after fulfilling those. And I think the challenge and the place that Road Trip Nation really is trying to fulfill is this idea that, like, we as individuals, especially young people, we think in terms of interests. What are we interested in? But the vast majority of the tools out there and the resources think in terms of occupation. And so, you know, what we've been kind of spending the last 15 years doing is kind of mapping this correlation between interest and occupation and being that Rosetta Stone between the two different languages.
The idea of success, you just mentioned it, success, of how we assess that, of how we figure out whether we are being successful or not. And how much do you think is knowing at the moment, and how much do you think is hindsight?
Good question. You know, I mean, I think there's a certain level of being comfortable that definition is continually evolving. You know, what mattered to me when I was a college student is different than what matters to me as a parent, as a husband. And so I think there's a certain level of being comfortable in that evolution of that definition of success. But I think you are touching on something in the respect of hindsight, that at any point you can look back and you can remember those things that you did that time kind of just disappeared, that you felt like comfortable in your own skin, happy by your own presence. And I think those are the moments that kind of add color and context to answering that question, which is, what is success to me?
When you do the show now, has the goal changed at all? I mean, has the mission statement changed of what you want to explore? Or does it really come down to the same thing that it always was of how do you get people thinking about how they can thrive and what they do?
Right. I mean, I think there was probably, I would define like two inflection points that were important in the evolution of Road Trip Nation. The first was literally our second time out on the road. And Mike, Brian, and myself, the other founders, we really made an intentional decision, and I guess this sounds weird now that I'm actually doing an interview, but we made a really intentional decision to be behind the brand. We never wanted to be in front of Road Trip Nation in a way that, you know, some organizations are named after the founder, and all of a sudden when that founder dies, you know, what do you do? You know, we've really kind of built Road Trip to live beyond our lives, and so the only road trip where we were ever in front of the camera was the first one. And every year after that, we've been passing the torch to a new generation of road trippers with that really intentional decision to make sure that Road Trip lives beyond their lives, to make sure that it's constantly staying relevant and it's adjusting to, you know, what matters in society. And I think the other evolution that's happened more recently is looking at, for the first 12 years or so, we were doing general road trips. Like, okay, three people jump in an RV 6 weeks across the country, interview whoever you find interesting. But these last few years, we've been getting together with some very cool partnerships and creating thematic road trips. So we did a road trip in partnership with College Board, where we interviewed we had road trippers who were the first in their families to go to college. And they interviewed people for 6 weeks across the country who were also the first in their families to go to college. So on that road trip, we interviewed John Legend, we interviewed Howard Schultz, we interviewed all these different and amazing people that were, you know, in that same situation as those road trippers. And I think in that thematic element, whether it's a first generation thematic road trip, a design road trip that we did, or a road trip around teaching, we find that that common connection is a really powerful piece to kind of get these conversations pretty deep right from the start.
Well, the name of the book is Roadmap, the Get It Together Guide for Figuring Out What to Do with Your Wife, from the creators of the acclaimed documentary series Road Trip Nation. The book is published by Chronicle Books. And how do you ultimately see people using the book?
You know, I mean, I think this is a book that you pick up and you read and you go through and you mark corners and you tear it and you throw it against the wall and then you put it on the shelf and then you become, you know, that next version of yourself. And then when you find yourself back in that place of being lost, when you're asking that question again, what am I going to do? You pick it back up. And so we really see this as like a hands-on book, and there's a lot of projects in the back of the book that allow you to kind of take the thinking from all the different interviews and put it into practice. So I think it's much more of an action-oriented book than it is a passive one.
The book is Roadmap. It is published by Chronicle. Nathan Gebhard, thank you very much for spending time with us this morning. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, equally. Thanks very much, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book, Roadmap, published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.